Sunday, February 17th, Brachot Daf Mem Gimel. Okay, let's start five lines from the top, the two dots, on Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Hesevu Ein Imavarch. So if the people are gathered together and they're leaning, they're sitting like Misubin at their own individual tables, relaxed, ready to eat. So the Mishnah says one person can make the bracha for everybody. So the Gemara says this, Amar Rav, lo shanu ala pat. Only regarding bread, the bai haseba, only by bread do they all have to be leaning in order for one person to make the bracha for everybody. Aval yayin, wine, which I guess you drink more standing in different types of positions necessarily, you don't have to drink before the meal, perhaps. Aval yayin lo bai haseba. Yayin, one person can make the bracha even if the people are not leaning together. Rav Yochanan Amar, no, afilu yayin, even by wine, nami bai haseba. Also, you have to have leaning in order for one person to be mevarach. Ikar amrei, some say a different version. Rav, I'm a Rav lo shanu ala patam hanyalei haseba. Pat, not only that it's only you need to say haseba, that's the only place you can do haseba. Haseba only works for pat. Only by bread can one person make the bracha by everybody. Aval yayin, regarding wine, lo mahanya haseba. It doesn't even work. Even if they're all mesiv together, a drinking doesn't have a kvius, it doesn't have a sort of same type of permanence, and everybody's going to have to make their own bracha. Rav Yochanan Amar afilu yayin, here Rav Yochanan is mekil, afilu yayin, mahanye lehaseva, yayin can work. Okay, so then the Gemara says like this, yes, question, meitve, keitzat, seder haseva, how do people eat a meal? How do they come to do haseba? Orchim nichnasim. So we're talking about, Rashi explains, a wealthy person, Baruch Hashem, is inviting the poor people to come eat. V'nichnasim yoshem agav be'saf salim agav be'katriyot. They come and they sit down on their chairs, their benches, ad sheichnesu kulam, until everybody comes in. Heviu lehem maim. So while they're waiting to eat the meal, the butler brings them a glass of water. Kol achad v'achad notel yato. Interesting, they just washed their one hand where they would hold their cup of water. And they would, drink the water. Bal hem yayin, but if they have wine, kol achad v'achad mevarech latzmo. Also, or it's wine, I guess it will go on the mime too. Each one has to make their own bracha. Alu v'hasebu, if they were already leaning and ready to eat the meal. Bal hem mayim, afal pi shekol achad natal yado, achad, even though they've already washed once. Choser notel, now you have to wash your boat to eat, notel, tell shtey ata. Balahem yayin, afal pi shekol achad v'achad berech latzmo, even though everybody has already made a bracha for themselves, wachad mivarech lekulam. Here, one person can make a bracha for everybody. So Gemara says like this. Lahach nishna damar Rav, according to the opinion, the first opinion of Rav, that only by pat do you need haseva, avalayin lo ba haseva kashereisha. The first part is difficult because it says everybody has to make their own bracha. So why do all the guests have to make their own bracha if you don't need even haseva by wine? They're all about to eat. So the Gemara says that's different because guests, shani orchim didai tenamikar, very interesting. Guests, they don't have a permanence. They're going to go home soon. They don't know how long they're staying. So it's not considered a joint meal that one person can make a bracha for everybody. You're in your house with your family members, then you don't need haseba. One person can be mefarach for everybody. It's kind of interesting. Ulech lishna, and according to the second opinion that Rav said, right, there was a debate exactly what the machloka between Rav and Rav Yochanan was, that lo shanu ela pat de mahanye leheseba, only by pat does it work, yain doesn't work at all, so the second part, kashya, the safe, because the safe has said, once they're sitting together and eating, one person can make a bracha for everybody. So where I said, no, that's not a problem. It's also different. In other words, this, you can't bring a proof from this meal because it's different. Shani hatam, the migo, the kamehan lehaseba lepat, mani lehaseba leyain. It's true, normally haseba doesn't work for wine, but that's if you're at a wine and cheese party. All you're going to have is wine. But if you're going to be eating bread, that's part of the bread, and the haseba works for the bread, so the haseba would also work for the wine. Okay, balem yain betoch hamazon. So the Mishnah says if they bring drink in the middle of the meal, they bring wine in the middle of the meal, every person, no matter that they're all joined together, has to make their own bracha. Why? Shalu et ben Zoma. They asked Ben Zoma, Mifnei Ma'amru, Balam Yayin, B'tochem Matzon, Kol Acham Mevarach La'atzmo. Why do we said before, one at the beginning of the meal, as we're saying, one person can be, at least according to many opinions, one person can make the bracha for everybody. So why here do we say that if the food comes, the drink comes in the middle of the meal, everybody has to make their own bracha? La'atzmo, Lachar Hamazon, but if the food came after they finished, after the meal,
The
wine came after the meal, Echad Mevarach L'Kulam. So what's the difference between the middle of the meal and the end of the meal? You understand? If you're finished eating and it's for dessert, the wine's for dessert, only one person makes Bori Pri Gafen.
Makes sense.
Yeah, why?
Because in the middle of the meal, different people are at different stages of
That's
eating,
exactly what, eating. Correct, exactly what the Gemara says. Amar Lehem, Ho'al Be'ein Beit HaBliya Panui. It's a funny expression, a cute expression. Since the stomach is not empty, in other words, panui, it's not, panui is open. In other words, everybody's at a different stage of eating. So the person not paying attention, that's your, at the end of the meal, you're about to bench, they bring out wine, so one person makes a bracha for everybody. For whom?
The throat is not available.
Okay, that's right there. He's too busy eating something else, right? Oh, it's not panui to make the bracha, okay.
If you don't have wine at the beginning, and sometimes, you have expensive dinners, you have a dessert wine.
Right.
So you make a kiddush.
So one person would make for everybody. Our practice today, I think, is normally we don't do that. Everybody would make their own bracha. But in theory, remember, there is an idea in rabbinic literature not to make unnecessary brachot. Sort of, lo tisat shem Hashem l'chayv l'shav. It's not like literally a violation, but we try, we have a principle, safek brachot l'hakel. If you don't know to make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. We're always lenient in brachot. And I think I don't know if this is exactly part of that, but the idea is one person makes a bracha. Why does everybody have to make a bracha? Answering amen is the same thing as making your own bracha. And in theory, I mentioned yesterday, I think, to somebody, when Rav Schechter would bench, he would bench the whole benching out loud. What does it mean to be, say, Rabbi Tainer Varechem, and you led the benching? It means nobody else benched. You said benching out loud, and they said, you didn't have Zanat HaKol. Remember, people didn't have benchers. People didn't know the benching by heart. So they listened, and they answered, I mean, that was the original way to bench. So today, Rav Schechter still does, at least when I was in YU, he used to do that. Whenever he would bench, he would say the whole thing out loud, word for word, from Hazanat HaKol to Miko Tuv Lolam Yechasreinu. Nobody does that. Oh, well, that's it, too. Yeah, I went to Associated as this. Yeah, that's a great idea. That's how you teach kids how to bench. That's what they do in Camp Mosheva. Baruch atah, Nodela. That's a great idea, but that was to teach kids how to bench. This was sort of a halachic idea, one person bench for everybody. And amen.
A reflection on what he thought
of his. No, it was a reflection that he would say, even though our people bench anyways, right? The minhag, he wanted to keep that old minhag of the person benching. The reason, but in theory, that's okay, right? Listen, it's the same thing. We should reinstitute the Chazar Hashatz on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The real Chazar HaShatz. In other words, people come to Shul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, don't have a clue what's flying in Shul. That's why we had Chazar HaShatz. The Chazar HaShatz, because people didn't know what was going on in Shul. It's not a new, it's not only our generation. We're better. People today are literate, even if they come to Shul only 3 days a year. 2,000 years ago, people were illiterate. They didn't know what they were dumb. They didn't know anything. They came to Shul. They were religious. They came to Shul. So they listen to the chazan. That's how they finish. So today people come to shul. They don't know which way to hold the machzor. They don't know where they on the machzor. So the rabbi should guide them. The chazan should guide them. That you're going to fulfill your obligation. I mean, by listening to the shliach tzibur. Maybe they should daven in English first. You can daven in any language and then listen to shliach tzibur. Of course, if you did that, you would save a lot of time. Why would you save a lot of time? Because probably, probably you'd have to cut out all the piyutim, at least, because the piyutim are really a hefsek. There's a big debate in yeshivas. They never said any of the piyutim. Even here, we skip a lot. We skip the ones in Birchot Kriyat Shema, but we don't skip the ones in Unetana Toke. It's not part of the Shmona Esrei. It was added on in 6th century, whenever it was added on. The famous story was added on in the 12th century. But okay, whenever, let's say in Ashkenaz, it seemed to be added on in the 12th century. So you can't introduce a new thing before Kedusha. B'chol ma'aminim, what does that have to do with the Shmon Esrei? So we figure everybody already davened individually, so let the chazan add in new things. But if you're really being yotzei, It's questionable whether you can say that. So then you cut that all out. I don't know, maybe. You're okay with that. But everybody has to be quiet and everybody has to stand. By the way, that's the minute. You know, there are people who stand in Chazaret Ashatz. What's that based on? Because that was the way you fulfilled your Shmon Esrei. Rav Soloveitchik had a big Kiddush. Rav Soloveitchik, I think his father, his grandfather, I don't know who came up with it first, but that the repetition of Shmon Esrei is not just a repetition for people to fulfill their obligation. It's what he called Tfilat Hatzibur, based on a Rambam. It's there's you know, Tfilat Bitzibur, that's when you daven with the minyan, and then there's Tfilat Hatzibur, the prayers of the congregation. So the Shliach Tzibur, when he davens, says Tfilat Hatzibur. He's not, it's a different Shmon Esrei. And based on the Rambam seems to say in Chazaret Ashatz, you have to answer Amen to the bracha, not Yirtzeh. We have a principle in all of Halacha of Shomei Ko'oneh. What does Shomei Ko'oneh mean? If you listen to something, it's as if you said it. You don't have to answer Amen. You do not have to answer. When you hear Kiddush on Friday night, technically speaking, if you pay attention, you do not have to answer Amen. There's a mitzvah to answer Amen, to show I agree, but you fulfill your obligation of Kiddush, Shomei Ko'oneh. If I hear it, it's as if I said it myself. Then we have another thing. Answering Amen is a higher idea. So the Rambam writes, you have to answer Amen in Chazaret Hashatz. Well, why not Shomei Ko'oneh? The people are listening. So it goes because it's Tfilat Hatzibur. It's a different, the congregation has to participate in the davening by answering Amen. It's not just, but anyways, that's a whole different thing. But we go back to the original davening. A lot of things have changed over the years. Okay, back to the Gemara. But the Gemara says, so if they bring the wine in the middle of the meal, everybody makes their own bracha. They bring the wine at the end of the meal, one person makes the bracha. But who omer ala mugmar? And he makes the bracha on the mugmar. What's the bracha on the mugmar? Mugmar is for the wealthy people. They used to bring out after fancy meals spices, incense, and they used to light it, and they used to give a beautiful smell. And people will inhale the smell. We're going to have a whole discussion about that. And one, you make a bracha. We do this only Saturday night. We take the psamim. And we make a bracha, but they would do this at the after meal. They would light a fire, and so one person again would make. They're not eating, so everybody can pay attention. So one person would make the bracha. That same person who did the benching, he should be the one who does the bracha on the mugmar. Midiktani v'hu omer ala mugmar, v'hu he says it. Michlal de'ika adif minei. So the Gemara says, you know what? Maybe he really shouldn't have said it. He should say it. Really, there's somebody else should say it. Somebody who's better, somebody who's greater can say it. But my, so they're saying, why does he say it? Aho el v'hu natal yadav t'chila b'achorna. Since he was the first one who led the benching. He was the one who did the last bracha. You tell him to finish. That's an idea. T'chil b'mitzvah amrim lo gemar. You start a mitzvah, tell the person to finish. When I went to this school, in Rechaim, they had a policy. Whoever davened shachrit, davened mincha. We had actually, when I went to school, they had a very interesting thing. I think it was a great idea. Rav Demoria Lava Shalom instituted that every kid, we had a rotation, and they posted your name, and you were davening Tuesday, Wednesday, every day a different kid davened. They wanted to get the kids' experience to daven. That was part of what you had to do. And you had to daven both Shachrit and Mincha on the same day. And we just went through the school. It was not so big. There are 50 kids in the school. So it was... you davened every 2 months. You davened 5 times a year. Okay, stay there. Anyway, so that same thing. Since he made the bracha and bracha namazo, and he makes the bracha on the mugmar. Mesai le l'rav, damarachi barashi amarav. Hanotel yadav tchilap achron, who moves on the bracha? The person who was the first wash his hands, in a sense. I don't know, make the bracha, but tchila, bachrona. Humizuman the bracha. He's the one who gets the right to make the bracha. Okay. Rav Ravchia, have a yatvi kameh to Rabbi Besuda. Rav and Ravchia were eating at Rabbi's house. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rav is a student of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Ravchia is his uncle, I believe. Kameh to Rabbi Besuda. Amrale Rabbi Lerev. So Rabbi says to Rav, Kum Masheyatech, go wash your hands. Chazeta hu mirtach. He saw he got very afraid. He got very nervous. Rashi says, because he thought they were accusing him of having dirty hands. Go wash your hands. Why doesn't somebody wash your hands? Your hands are dirty. He didn't like that. He felt insulted. Amar le Rav Chia bar patchi. Ayein bebircha mezon kamar le. He said, what are you talking about? You don't understand. He was telling you to go wash your hands so you can make Birchat Hamazon. Because the person who was the first one to do the Mai Machronim, we don't do that anymore for reasons that are unclear. You have to wash your hands for Mai Machronim after you eat. So he should be the one to lead Birchat Hamazon. That's why he was telling you to wash your hands. He wasn't telling you your hands are dirty. He was telling you not to, it wasn't to embarrass you. It was actually to give you a kavod. Okay. Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Bar Yirma, may Eimatay Mevarachim al HaReach. At what point do you make the bracha on nice spices? When you have this mugmar, when do you make the bracha? So the Gemara says, Misha Timtia Ale Timrato, when the smoke starts to go. When the smoke, you light, it takes a couple seconds, and the smoke is going up. Amar Le Rav Zeira L'Rava Bar Yirma, you have a Halok HaArach. He hasn't smelled it yet. I don't know how it takes, I guess, a few seconds till a minute to get the juice is going, so to speak. Amar Le, so what? Who cares? Ula Tamech, and according to you, Hamotzi Lechem Minar, it's the Mevarach, Halo Achel. So how do you say Hamotzi Lechem Minar? He didn't eat bread yet. In other words, we always make the bracha before we do the action. So what's the question here? Probably that's not exactly true. What brachas do we make after an action? No. No, we don't.
We light the candles, then we say the bracha.
On when? On Hanukkah or Shabbos? So that's the origin of the minhag to go like this. It's a funny minhag. This is the halacha is you always make a birchat hamitzvah. You always make before the mitzvah. If you did the mitzvah first, you can't make the bracha. We discussed if you take the lulav straight. So what happens Friday night? So Friday night the woman should make the bracha and then light the candles. But there's an opinion that it's not really an opinion. I didn't know if anybody even holds like this halacha. But there was a fear or an idea that once, or maybe the woman would think, once you make the bracha, you've accepted Shabbos. It's not really true. It's once you light the candles, you're accepting Shabbos. You make the bracha and the candles. So this idea that somehow between the bracha and the candles, you accepted Shabbos. So in order to prevent that sort of idea, the woman would light the candles and then she would close her eyes. That's what they say. And then make the bracha. So she make the bracha and now she's lighting the candles. So the Prisha is a commentary on the tour. So he writes a comment that his mother told him that we don't do this on Yontif, only on Shabbos, because Shabbos you can't light a fire, but on Yontif you can use fire, so we don't need to do this whole shtick, so you can make the bracha first and then you light candles. But then somebody writes, don't quote your mother, what do women know about Torah upon Shabbat? Modernish a guy. That's Rev 7 quotes the discussion. And he quoted his mother and had a light candles on. So we even there, the bracha in theory is before, even though maybe in practice it's after. So that's a very good question. So why isn't it he lets you die in the bracha afterwards? Because there we want to, because maybe your hands are dirty, so you might as well wait. In other words, you always have to wash your hands before you daven, you have to wash your hands. The Kohenim have to wash their hands. Your hands are dirty. So maybe we're not so strict when we make a Bori Priates. But if you're going to wash your hands anyway, so wait till you make the wash your hands and then say, Omnithi, let you die. That's a good.
As you say, the question, everything is obvious from everything we've been learning the last 3 weeks.
Oh, right. But Birchat Hamazon is a totally separate bracha. In other words, that's the only bracha in the Torah, of course. But, right, because that's the Torah says after you eat. But I'm saying normally by mitzvot. Right, okay, that's an exception to the rule. Maybe every, okay, correct, of course. But basically, a Birchat HaShevach you make after the fact. A Birchat HaShevach, we have three types of bracha. There's Birchat HaNenin, before you eat food. Birchat HaMitzvah, before you do a mitzvah. Birchat HaShevach, thanking God. That's basically the ninth chapter of Brachot. We'll get there soon. The last chapter of Brachot. Thunder, lightning, after you see a rainbow, the washroom, after the washroom. That's also Birchat HaShevach. Birchat HaShevachs also tend to be longer. Like,
you couldn't say a bracha before you saw the rainbow. How do you know you're going to see the rainbow? You have to say that.
Okay, so you could say that.
Fine.
That could very well be why. But I'm just saying, it's a birchat. The birchat hashevach is after something happened. You want to praise God. That's a big question. We have to get back here, but that's a big question at a wedding. What's the Birchas Erusin? A whole long story there. Like when you go to the washroom, a whole long story. So is that a Birchat HaMitzvah? That's a famous machloke. Is that a Birchat HaMitzvah? Or is it a Birchat HaShevach? That we thank God for the institution of marriage. It's not a bracha. And maybe getting, that's another, is getting married a mitzvah. Maybe the mitzvah is to have kids. Getting married is the heksher mitzvah. And that has implication. Who owns that bracha? Is it the chusin's mitzvah? That's a full fascinating discussion. The Rosh, the Taz, the beginning in your day. The bracha on Shechita, I think that's where he discusses it. Is the, when you shecht an animal, you make a bracha. So is there a mitzvah to shecht an animal? There's no mitzvah to shecht an animal. It's Yeshkisa, we call it a matir. I think we do, right? That's a whole question, but it might be a birchat a sheva. We say birchat asher kachem mitzvah at a wedding too. Shirkachem mitzvah mitzvah or ala rayot. Right, so that may indicate. But anyways, it's an all interesting thing on various brachot. But anyway, so you could have argued that the smell, the bracha and the smell should always be afterwards. That's why he's asking. In other words, he said, hamotzi. Hamotzi is different. You're eating for it. Maybe the smell is a little different. And that's the debate. That was their discussion. But anyways, he said, the same way we make hamotzi before we eat, so too you make the bracha on smelling after. But like I said, maybe their argument was this point. It's a different type of a bracha. Hachadate daite la aruchi. He's going to smell it, so it makes the bracha now. Okay. Amar avkei abrei the rav abrei nachmanim aruchis amar rab. This one said in the name of this one. Amar v'amrele, and some say no. Amar aruchis amar rab zera. Kol amug marot mevarchim aleim borei atzei besamim. Whenever you have incense, the smell, you may borei minei besamim. Now, I don't know what all these things are, but in the Steinsaltz Gemara, I looked up. You can show, you'll tell me what they are. I had it here too. The Gemara is going to give now a series of trees that have a beautiful smell. And this case, at what point to make the bracha? I don't even know what they are. And the Koran Gemara has nice pictures. I see Howard's Gemara right at the bottom. So the Gemara says like this. Kol amarachim atzim chutz mimemushak shemen chaya. This is the smell or the oils that come from an animal. So it's coming from a live human being, a thing that was alive, as opposed from a plant. So then it's borei minei besamim. It comes from amin. Borei minei besamim, as opposed to borei atzei. It's not a tree. If it comes from a tree, a nice smell from a tree, atzei besamim. If it comes from an animal, you take something from an animal and turn it into a beautiful smell, borei minei besamim. What do you mean that's not what we do? Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I I hear you.
Why wouldn't we make this bracha a smoker that smokes a pipe or a cigar?
What?
What's the difference between cigar
and
this?
So in other words, why would? So the question is, what do people like the smell of a cigar? I don't know. Maybe a pipe. My uncle smoked a pipe for many years. A pipe. I haven't seen somebody smoke a pipe in years. I don't know. It's an interesting question. I don't know. Let's do a little bit more tomorrow. I have a lot of outside discussion here today. What's a farsimon? How does he translate the farsimon? Okay, you're right. Balsam. That's correct. Shall be, which I don't really know what it is, even if I would see it. But you don't make a, I would say, so maybe, except a farsam balsam, which is considered very fancy. As Gemara is going to say, shall beit Rebbe on the house of Rebbe. Rebbe, who actually was a very wealthy person, like Rabban Gamliel, most of them seem were wealthy. Most learned people throughout Jewish history were actually the wealthy. That's a lot of discussion, because they were the only ones who could afford to learn. In Eastern Europe, everybody learned in Velash, and most of the people there were wealthy, because otherwise you had to go to work. Shall bake Kesar. So they quote, only who had the farsimon in their house? Rebbe, the Nasi, the Beit Kesar. That's it. Normal people didn't have it. Val Hahadas, the myrtle. Shebekol Makom. So that should make Borei Atzei Pesamim Tiyufta. So that... So you see, that's not true. What does he say? So here you say, he does say, hold on. Oh, in Borei Atzei Besamim. Oh, only on these two things. Before we said it's on everything, and he said, no, it's only on Afar Sarmon. You're right. only on that. Amarle Rechis le Rav Yitzchak, first white line. Hai mashka de afar simon, the oils, whatever, of the afar simon maim of barchim alei. Amarle hachim arvivu de borei shemen artzenu. So this next comment is amazing. Blessed borei shemen artzenu. This is Israeli oil. It grows in Israel. Wow, thank God for the oils of our land. So Amar Lehi says, Barminate Rav Yehuda. Don't come with what Rav Yehuda says. Rav Yehuda, he was a big Zionist. So he liked everything he did about Israel. The Chaviva Lehi Eretz Yisrael. He loved Israel so much, so every time there's a problem, he wanted to thank Israel. Everything is Israel. You know what? That's not Judaism. Judaism, not Israel too. I mean, I'll get into Israel. It's an amazing Gemara. In other words, it's almost as if he's pious. Bar Minei, don't quote me Rabbi Huda when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. He's too much of a... He loves Israel so much. That's what Rashi says. Al tavili raya mitva rab bizu. Don't bring me any proof from Rabbi Huda. I can't rely on him. Amazing. I just find that amazing. Lekulei al mamai. What do normal people say? What does everybody else say? What brachy they make? Barei, barei shemen artzenu. Amar liachem Rabbi Yochanan, barei shemen arei. Nice smell, beautiful smell. Amar Rav Zeira Barava Hai Kesharta. I don't know what that is. Koshet. What is it?
It says it's Kostet.
I mean, I can look it up. But okay, you tell me what they all are. Mivarch Malayim Borei and Atse Besamim. Ava Mishcha Kavisha, if you squish it, you squash it. So it's not the natural thing. Lo, you don't make that bracha. Rav Kana Amar, Afilu Mishcha Kavisha. Ava Mashcha Techina. But if you grind it, that you totally grind up the plant, I'm sorry, then you wouldn't make the bracha borei et seib samim. Nahar de emar, filum mashkat china, even if you grind it. No, we don't. You would also make the bracha. Amar Rav Gidol, top of the page, Amar Rav, hai samlak, yismin, I don't know, was it, how do you say, sorry?
Jasmine.
Jasmine, right, so it's interesting. Rashi says yismin, yod samach mem yod nun, korin lo belashon yishmael. It's very interesting. Rashi always quotes, you know, French. Here it's quoting Lashon Yishmael, presumably Arabic. I don't know, but and Rabbi Akiva Eger has a comment. No, sir. Yeah, I don't know. How did Rashi know Arabic? I don't know. He probably knew a few words, but it's interesting. He quotes Lashon Yishmael. That's very unusual. I don't remember. I don't personally remember ever Rashi quoting Lashon Yishmael. V'umein Esav sheishbo shalosh shurot shel alim, three rows of leaves, one on top of the other. Very nice. Okay, we're so detached, at least I am, from nature and plants. That what can I say? Amar Rav Chanan Amar Rav Hani Chalfa Diyama. These things, I guess, that grow on the sea. Right, whatever. I don't know how he translates. Either Mevarchim Alei Borei Atzei Besamim. It's not Borei Atzei Besamim from the tree of Besamim. Amar Razutra Mai Kra'a. What's the verse that would indicate this? Vehi Ha'aleitem Hagina Vatitmenem B'Pishtei Ha'etz. It's hidden in the tree, and therefore we know it's from a tree. So you say Borei Atzei Besamim. Okay. Hai Narkom De Ginute. What's that again? He has it there in the middle, I know. I just don't remember. Narkom de Ginute.
Is it violence?
Are we talking about? It could be. I don't know. Narkom de Ginute. Och, yeah. Chavatzelet Hasharon.
It's violence?
It's roses, no?
No. One who smells either violets and then who smells.
Chavatzelet Hasharon is. What's that?
Okay.
From Shir Shirim. No, what's the Chavatzelet Hasharon in modern Hebrew? I don't know. Okay, Bahag. He quotes a Bahag. Mevarach Melein Boreine Atzei Besamim. The Dabra, if it grows in the desert, Bore Ispei Besamim. Amrav Sheshen Hane Sigle. Mevarach Melein Bore Atzei Besamim. What are Sigle? Valsh, Balaz, Vulish, here, are you? Sigle, Samach, Yud, Gimel, Lamed. Look, he guys has a picture of all of them on the bottom. I know. Sigle, I can look it up, but it's nice. I'm sorry, I don't know, you know, agriculture well enough, but I have it here. Let's see what it says here.
Quince.
Sigle or violets, he says.
No, that's Kavosha.
Sigle violets. It's an annual decorative plant whose leaves are concentrated in rosette as its base. It reaches a 51 centimeter. I mean, look, look. This is all the nice pictures of what these are. You can come take a look. At the bottom of the Steinsaltz has pictures of the plant. That's what corn is excellent at, this kind of stuff, the Realia stuff. Okay, let's go on. Amarazutra, second white line. Haiman de Morach Betroga. So this is, okay, now we can relate. Somebody who smells an etrog. O bechabusha, I'm not sure what that is, kun tish balaz. Chabusha is quince, Q-U-I-N-C. It looks like a pear, not a fruit, yeah. So whoever smells an etrog or this fruit, Omer baruch shenatan reyach to beperot. Blessed is the one who gave beautiful smells to fruit. I'm Rav Yehuda. Haiman did not think biyomei dinisan. Have any of you ever made this bracha that we're about to see? It's a whole discussion this week about it. It'd be anybody who goes out in Nisan, bechazi ilana the kamavave, and you see the beginning, the sprouting of the trees. This is a halak in the Shulchan Aruch. Omer baruch shalochi ser bolamo klum. Blessed is God, there's nothing missing in his world. Ubarabo briot tovot, he created all kinds of wonderful, you know, species. Vilonot tovot, and beautiful trees. Lehit na'ot behem, to enjoy them. It looks nice. You know, there's halacha when you build a city, you have to have a green belt around the city in the Torah. 1,000 amot, 2,000 amot. We read about that in Matan Masai. Beautiful. Mana el ilanzu. That's, you're supposed to say mana el ilanzu, just not in the middle of learning, right? B'nei Adam. So that's the bracha when you see the first beginning of the spring, the trees are blooming. Amar Rav Zutra bar Tuvia, Amar Rav, Minayin shemevarchim al reyach. It's very funny. We just had like 10 different things why to make a bracha. How do you know who made a bracha? When you eat, you make a bracha. It's very nice. You see, you have nice smells. Well, we're making a bracha on a smell. You don't benefit from a smell. I mean, it's nice. Shenemar, kol haneshama tehalleluya, hallelujah. The pasuk we say every day. Kol haneshama, our soul shall bless you, shall praise you. Ezu davar shehaneshama nehenemet. Well, what is something that our soul benefits from? Beina guf, but our body doesn't. Hevi omer zehareach. So from that pasuk, the Gemara derives, you have to make a bracha on nice smells. Amar zutu bartumim rav, atidim bachuri Yisrael. In the future, the young of Israel will have a smell like Kilvanon, like the cedars in Lebanon. They'll smell great, like not in the locker room. Shenemar yachuyin anotav, vayu kizayit, hodo v'reach lo Kilvanon. The beautiful smells of the Lebanon. Okay, this is cute. Amar Zutra Bartuvia, we're quoting now a series of statements, Amar Zutra Bartuvia, name of Rav, all relating to, you know, this theme. Mai dechtiv et hakol asa yafe be'ito. What is the meaning of the verse? Et hakol asa, everything was made pretty, as kol asa yafe beito in its time. Milamed, etisha shekol achad v'achad yifalo hakadosh baruch hu umnato b'fanav. It is a beautiful idea. It's so the psychological. Every person sees great worth in the work that he does. That's how God created man. You know, if you thought your work was worthless, that's a terrible thing to go to work and to think your job is meaningless. That's what we call avodat perach. That's to be a slave. So God created everybody, whatever work they do, they think it's the most important work. And Rashi says, even, what's it called? Where does he really say it? Rashi says, even a bursay. What's a bursay? A tanner. So yeah, a tanner, we were in Morocco this summer. Boy, we went to a tannery there in the Shuk. Oh my God, does it stink. I mean, I know for God, wow. And they give you, when you walk in, they give you sweet smelling things to scalp. Because the Gemara says when you get married, if a woman marries a tanner and she knows he's a tanner, you're going to smell. She says, it's okay, I'm going to marry you. She can demand a divorce. She says, you know, I thought I could marry you. I can't take the smell. I need a divorce. And we forced the husband to give a divorce. So Rashi quote, even the bursay thinks it's very important work. By the way, in Morocco, they don't let women work in this field. Only men are allowed to do this work. It's backbreaking work. It's heavy. I've never seen it before. If it's even alive, like the, I guess how they did it hundreds of years ago. Anyways, everybody thinks their work is important. That's a really a great blessing from God. that we can get benefit and enjoyment from the work we do. It is true, everybody, everything you do, you're producing something. It's very important. Bifanav, Amara Papa, Hainu Damar Inchi, Tale Ale Kora Ledavar Acher. Okay, put this on the neck of a pig. Put a nice smelling thing on the neck. Adavar Acher here refers to a pig. They didn't want to say its name, I think. Avid, and it'll do its work. In other words, it'll roll around in the mud. In other words, the pig will take the beautiful, nice smelling thing and roll around, because to him, that's what he does. He doesn't appreciate that you're not supposed to do that. In other words, everybody thinks what they do is the right thing to do, even if they're working in the mud. Okay. Vamar zutra terbartuvia, amarav avuka kishnaim. An avuka, a light, a torch is like two. We'll see what that, for yareach, and the moon is like three. Ibailu, what does that mean? Avuka kishnaim bahadi didei? Doesn't mean it's like, it's two when you hold it. You and it. Bahadi didei, the two of you is, you and the torch is two. Odum avuka kishnaim levarmidei, it's two, not including you. So it's like three when you hold it. Who cares? Because in the time of the Gemara, you didn't go around walking by yourself. I'm sorry.
What's the practice?
Right, so that's the next line in the Gemara. Tashma, v'yareach kishlosha. The moon is like three. So Iyamar, if you're going to say it makes sense, b'hadididei, two means with you. It's one plus one is two. Then it makes sense. Shapir, ela Iyamar, levarmehi hajimit, it's three. So that means the yareach is four. Because the yareach is three and you is four. Arba, you never need four people. You never need four people. To walk in the street, you never need four. But sometimes you're not, halakhically, at least not in Gemara, you're not allowed to walk somewhere unless you've got three people. Sometimes two, sometimes one. So that's what the Gemara is going to say, what the practical difference. Vamar mar, la'achad nira. We're back to our mazikin. We're back to the Rambam. You need the Rambam. Okay. We're back to our demons. So if you walk alone, the mazik, the demons, the coronavirus, whatever, it's no joke, whatever, okay, I shouldn't, whether you want to interpret that, I think the mazikin might be the viruses, bacteria, although I don't know how it, whatever, one person, okay, forget that comment. Nira umazik, lishnayim, if you're two people, the mazikin, the demons, whatever they are, nira, they look at you, but they're afraid to attack. Because you're two people. Veino mazik. Lishlosha eino nira kol ikar. Three people, they don't even show up. You knock them out of the arena. Elala shmamina, avuka kishnayim ba'adidah lishmamina. In other words, what's the Gemara saying? It's dangerous to walk alone at night. Of course it's dangerous to walk alone at night. Even today, kavachomer in the time of the Gemara. If you're carrying a torch, it's not so dangerous. You can see where you're going. So that's really one along what the Gemara is saying. Okay. Varmarazutu vartuvya marav, you got to figure out what's disconnected. Unbelievable. Very famous Gemara. Vamar Rav Chana Bar Bizne, and some Amar Rav Shimon Chassidi, Vamar Le Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Nechai. So there's a three-way argument on who made the following statement. Gemara is so concerned who said what. Three-way dispute. Who said the following statement? Noach Lola Adam, it's preferable, it's preferred for a person, she appeal atzmo l'tokif shana ish. You should throw yourself into a burning furnace. But don't embarrass somebody in public. That's a well-known Gemara. Minala mitamar. Now, we're going to see in a second, I think, what's this Gemara. So what's it doing here is because, in theory, the simple explanation, because we're Rav Zutra, Braid Rav Tuvia, said the name of Rav. And we just had a whole five things that he said. So this is another thing that he said. So we quote it here, even though it has nothing to do with our topic. But I believe, based on the Gemara, it does have to do with our topic. Let's see. Tana Rabbana. Our rabbis learned, they view lefanav shemen v'hadas. They bring someone shemen, a nice oil, whatever, v'hadas, and a myrtle. Which bracha do you make first? Beit shami armi mevarach ala shemen. It's two different brachot, right? Different forms of psamim. Beit shami says mevarach al hashemen, v'acharkach mevarach al hahadas. Ubeit hillel armi mevarach al hahadas, v'acharkach mevarach al hashemen. Okay, they argue very nice. Our rabbi Gamliel, ani achriya. I'll tell you what to do. Shemen zachinu l'recho, oil, we benefit from its smell, certain types of oils, I guess, v'zachinu l'sikato, we can use it to smear ourselves with. Hadas, very nice, but it only gives us smell. It doesn't give us anything we can put on our body. It doesn't have a practical benefit, a bodily benefit, only has a kol hanshama benefit for our soul. Therefore, you should make the bracha on shemen first, the body and the soul. better than just the soul. The Sichato lo zachino. Amar, Rav Yochanan halacha ki divrei hamachriya. The halacha is like this person, it's Rav Gamliel, who said that. Okay, good. Now, here's wild. Rav Papa ikle levei Rav Huna. Rav Papa goes to Rav Huna's house. Bray de Ravika, son of Ravika. Aitu lekamai shemen vadas. So they brought him shemen vadas. So we just learned you're supposed to make the brach on the shemen first. Shaka Rapapa. Rapapa took baruch hahadas bereisha. He took the hadas first. Abahadar baruch hashemen. Then the shemen. Amar lei. Whoa. What are you doing here? Lo savar lei mar halacha ki divrei hamachriya. Didn't you learn the halacha is like the divrei hamachriya, make the shemen first and listen to this answer. Amar lei. Hachi amar Rava. This is what Rava says. Halacha is like Beit Hillel. The lohi, not true. He made it up. Le'ishtume nafshehu David. He was embarrassed. He made a mistake, and he didn't want to look like an idiot. So he said, Beit Hillel says what I say. He made it up. Unbelievable. How can he lie like that? That's the connection to the previous Gemara. The previous Gemara says, better throw yourself in a burning fire than embarrass somebody in public. He felt embarrassed in public. That's how I understand the connection. So he was willing to make up a lie. That's for sure. Not less than throwing yourself in the fire. He was making up a lie to say Beit Hillel said, even though he did. A really powerful Gemara. Okay. Yirush Hashem, tomorrow we'll do Daf Yomi right after Shacharit in the morning. It's holiday, family day. Okay?